Commercial agreement for suppliers. What should be coverage? What will be included in a commercial agreement for suppliers? When it comes to business, the answer is always yes. Contractual agreement for vendors in Saudi Arabia spell out the duties, standards, and obligations of both the buyer and the seller, creating professional partnerships. These deals lower risks and spell out what the company will do. Both sides are on the same page because of the records and decisions made on each part. What makes vendor contracts work? Scope, timelines, payment terms, and how to end the deal are often written into vendor contracts. Well thought out, they protect both sides from disagreement and give people who are violated a way to go to court. Important parts of a vendor deal. A good vendor contract should cover all parts of the connection and top new supplier registration. These simple things should be in every vendor agreement. One type of work. The work scope decides what vendors can do. It spells out what the seller is supposed to provide, so there is clarity about what is and isn't included. A seller of office supplies needs to be clear about what they will send and how many of each item. 2. A plan for payments. How and when payments are made are important parts of any deal with a seller. The payment terms should say whether the customer will pay in stages, when the goods are delivered, or another way. What kinds of payments are taken, checks, bank transfers, etc., and whether late payments are subject to fees are also very important. 3. Plans for delivery. The delivery plan is very important for people who sell goods. It sets the times and ways that things will be delivered. The arrival date should be made clear in service agreements. This lets clients know the job will be done on time and avoids delays. 4. Goals for quality standards. Quality standards should be written into the contract so that the service provider can meet the client's wants. These could include standards for performance, technology, or materials. Also, include any rules the seller must follow in their field. 5. Liability and insurance. If something goes wrong, both sides should agree on who is responsible. For example, the contract should specify who is responsible for service or delivery costs that should have been planned. Ensure the vendor carries general liability or professional indemnity insurance to protect you and the vendor from accidents and carelessness. 6. Clauses about privacy. While doing their job, a seller may encounter private company information. A secrecy clause will keep this information safe. While the agreement is in effect, the seller can't use, share, or talk about private information. With vendor contracts, business ties are safe and well organized. Without a written agreement, misunderstandings could lead to disagreements. A seller contract lowers risks by ensuring all parties agree on important facts. It clarifies how both sides will engage and what is expected, which lowers the risk of conflict. Conclusion. Thanks to vendor contracts, companies and sellers can stay friendly with each other. They tell everyone their rights and responsibilities. Having clear terms for the work, how to pay, when to deliver, and how to end the contract helps avoid misunderstanding and disagreement. In today's complicated and competitive market, strong contracts are necessary for relationships between vendors and clients.